B-Pod Studios.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Brian's on vacay this Wednesday morning, so it's Bob and
yeah,
LBF.
He's halfway through. This is the moment in my vacation where I'm like, oh my God, we're halfway done.
Yeah, you start
you know,
thinking that,
you start
don't you?
Thinking that, yeah.
I miss my pillow halfway through, you know, so I'm good with that.
Do you?
I don't
You know, those things are portable.
Okay. I'm just not going to, unless I'm advertising for my pillow, which apparently Brian is, I won't. And you miss your bed. Don't you miss your bed?
I do. I mean, I miss certain things, but I take my coffee maker with me wherever I go.
See, now that is
the
different.
Weirdest, yeah.
Is it a Keurig or?
It's like a Keurig. It's an espresso. It's a very low-end one. I got a Costco before people start judging me.
Yeah, they're very judgy. You travel with your Nespresso.
Have an espresso,
really?
We'll travel. Yeah.
What if you're in a nice hotel?
Oh, no.
Where you can
No, if I'm renting a place.
Oh, if you're renting a place.
Yeah, if I'm at
so
a
bad.
Hotel. Although I should, because sometimes a hotel coffee is disgusting.
Sometimes it is.
Yep.
And expensive. So I, after yesterday's toast burning incident.
Yes. Speaking of appliances.
I went out and bought us a brand new toaster. Now, please. You don't owe me any thanks, because I'll use it too.
Uh-huh.
But. Before you know, judge me, as you say, judgy.
Yeah.
It's a Hamilton Beach.
Come on, spare no expense.
You know.
Where'd you get that?
Target.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I targeted it. But it's Hamilton Beach, and there's only one step lower than Hamilton Beach. You know what that is when you buy toasters.
What?
That's Black & Decker.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you know there's grades? It's
yes,
Black
I do.
& Decker.
Yeah.
Hamilton Beach, Cuisinart.
Okay.
But I thought.
Well, here's the thing. With this toaster, you got like a two. Simple is better. Once the bells and whistles come into a lot
Isn't
of appliances,
right?
It gets complicated. So this is good.
Okay. Hamilton Beach is good. Yeah. You're not a toaster
snob. Because yesterday I burned my toast and the entire building wanted to kill
they
me.
They did. So
sorry.
We have toaster today. Don't judge a Hamilton Beach. It'll last forever unless somebody steals it. And you said that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no.
Not going to happen. Okay, good. Scattered thunderstorms today. High of 84. We could actually use a little bit of rain. I don't know how your lawn's looking.
Bad.
Yep, there you go. Chance of rain 50%, 69 now in Boston.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson,
LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 619. Bob Bronson, LBF this week. Brian at the beach on vacation, probably throwing things at the TV. Last night's Sox got just battered and bruised. Andrew Cashner, of course, we just picked him up a little while ago. Lost 6-2, three homers, six runs, five innings. It wasn't pretty. They'll wrap it up with the Royals tonight. That's game three, so at least try to get a win, walk away with something.
You sound
not
defeated.
Good. Well, Bev and I, my mother-in-law, like to sit down and watch the game, and then what she does is just if they're down, she turns it off.
Yeah.
She won't sit there and tolerate.
Right.
It. You get to go to bed early, Bev.
That's true.
That's the only upside.
Think of the positives.
That's it. So this sports short is brought to you by Zelle. Sending your kid off to college, the best care package isn't a package at all. Send them money with Zelle. Zelle's an easy way to send money to friends and family right from your banking app. Look for Zelle in your banking app or get more info at ZellePay.com. Zelle, this is how money moves. Everybody else, and speaking of sports shorts, everybody's talking
money.
About Tom Brady's house for sale in Brookline. You want a brief description of it?
Yes, please.
This is Tom Brady's house in Brookline for $39.5 million. Here's what you get. A five-bedroom, family-built, renowned architect, Richard Landry, did this back in 2015. The country club, expansive views of plush landscaping.
The country club.
Oh, the country club. It is the country club.
Yes.
Isn't it? Okay. Offers privacy, serenity, three-car garage, a stoned carport, circular driveway for up to 20 vehicles for the party. Lower level has Recreation room for kids, playroom, full bath, wine room, gym, spa. That's too common.
Every room's a wine room in my house.
Outdoor organic herb and vegetable garden. Do you have that?
I don't have a vegetable garden.
Additional,
it's called Shaw's.
The additional 2,400 square foot barn. So it's very zen-like. And you get this located 5 miles from Back Bay for just $39.5 million.
That's so lovely. But let's play House Hunters, shall we?
Let's play. Oh, yeah. Bravo.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
What do you got?
Down the street on the same road is a $38 million home. Okay. Now, this one.
A little less.
Is a little less money, but it offers so much more. It's got 14 plus acres of reclaim from the wild. I don't know, acreage, breathtaking tapestry of rolling lawns, ponds, sculpted rock outcrops. We have a couple of rock outcrops.
This looks like an absolute mansion from the back in the day.
It's in stone. It's so beautiful. It looks like if you lived there, you would have to act like Belle and
you would
throw open the door, the windows, and sing like from Beauty and the Beast.
And birds would land right on your shoulder. Yeah.
So it's 2,600 square feet of luxurious living space. It's got 12 bathrooms.
12 bathrooms.
It has
how many bedrooms?
8 bedrooms.
8.
It has your waterfront. It has a waterfront. It's a pond. It has a 4-car garage. Mm-hmm. It has 8 fireplaces. A total of 24 rooms. So I feel like you're getting
rooms.
A little bit more for
you get
your
more,
buck.
You get more bang for your buck.
And it's right near the country club in Putterham Meadows Golf Course.
But you can't say this was Tom and Giselle's house. I don't know who owns it. That one's worth 38 or asking 38 million.
It has more acres. It's like, I don't know. It's just, it's a lot of money.
Do you know
money.
What the taxes
yeah,
were
I'll
in
tell
that
you
house?
What the taxes. $294,000 a year.
Soak that in, Belle.
Okay.
$294,000 in taxes. Tommy's is only 100 and what,
150, 000? I think.
152,000.
Yeah. So there's that. I feel like it's a, I know that this is an insane thing to say, and I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. I feel like Tom Brady's house is a little small.
I think
it's only 5 bedrooms.
I think it's overpriced.
If you have 3 children and yourself, and then you only have 1 guest bedroom for $39 million, I know that there's like some barn out there that you can go TB12 yourself to death.
And the pool's not that impressive.
It's not.
It's just one of those
sound like
smaller,
one of those jerks. I've been watching it. I don't like the color of this kitchen.
Yeah. Well, listen, Belle, I'm with you. We're taking the $38 million.
It looks like a castle. I would wear hoop skirts.
You could.
I would, frankly, baguettes all the day.
Everything's
it would be
change.
So fun.
And your little Nespresso
machine. I know, my little Nespresso machine. Yeah. I'd be so happy
so
in my pond.
You know what? If you had that kind of money, my house would always be for sale. Just leave it up. If someone's got $38 million they want to buy, it's all yours.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good idea.
Because you know how many buyers are out there. So just always have it listed for sale.
Good idea. I'm going to list mine.
Just don't ever have any open houses.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to see you. Stay out of my house. There you go. It's 6:25. So what's back? All these crazy, Bartles and James and Zima?
No, it's new. White Claw.
All right.
Why is everybody...
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Seagulls, golden wine cooler. Seagulls, golden wine cooler.
Oh my God, I love it.
When it is dry, golden wine cooler. My, 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 golden wine cooler.
Don't say who it is.
Oh God.
I want to see if people can guess.
Okay.
All right, that's
famous
a throwback.
Actor singing the jingle for Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers. I feel vindicated, Bob.
Okay.
I feel vindicated because I just read that malt beverages like the alcoholic seltzers, White Claw, Bon & Viv, Truly, they're the drink of the summer. because
I'm seeing them everywhere. We saw them at the baby reveal we went to Saturday.
They're everywhere.
Everybody was drinking, except for the guys weren't. Sales, just saying that. Just throwing it out there.
They're going to, because there's a 30% jump in sales just in the last month and 170% jump in the past year on those alone.
Damn.
Now, as I grew up on Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers or Bartles and James sometimes.
Yeah.
And then there was Zima, which everyone made fun of. Mm. But if you put a Jolly Rancher, a watermelon Jolly Rancher in a Zima, your day was made.
Was it watermelon?
So, it was so delicious. And now everybody's drinking these White Claws, and that's the one I have in my fridge right now, because they come in black cherry, they come in grapefruit, they come in all these different variations.
My daughters, who are old enough to drink, like it, and we went to this baby reveal Saturday, and I noticed a lot of all the mommies were drinking it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I haven't had it yet. It looks refreshing.
It's very refreshing. It's lighter than beer. The cans make them more convenient than wine. They're pretty
slim
low in calories.
Slim little cans.
They're slim cans. They're very, they're very Instagrammable.
Yeah.
They're, you know, but I think that guys, I know a lot of guys who drink them.
Is Dave drinking?
No. Dave doesn't drink. Dave doesn't drink beer or any of that stuff.
Oh, he does. He drinks whiskey.
He drinks bourbon.
So I know you just bought him some for his birthday.
He's a man.
I like it. That's right. I like a refreshing drink. I might have it. I just don't want to, don't judge me if you see me drinking a Truly. I'll be, you know.
Well, I don't think people.
Refreshed.
I just read that.
Well, we got young Cody in the room. Cody, now for guys.
Well, Cody is a hardcore dude.
Yeah, Cody. He's,
go ahead. Come
so,
on
Cody,
in.
Cody, come on. Are you judging anybody who drinks, men who drink Truly?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Oh, good. See, this is what the future looks like, Bob.
Okay. Cody, who asked you? Okay. You wouldn't drink it,
you know
but
what I like to do? I like to take a White Claw and then just add a teeny tiny bit of vodka to it. Just to bring it up to a level that's
teeny,
normal.
Tiny. So, all right, that's good.
No,
but
you can't.
I've seen it everywhere.
It's everywhere. And I think that more and more people, and I just read actually that dudes love White Claw, so maybe the idea of, and this is the headline.
Right.
The B word, beer, that's what they call it.
Yeah, it rhymes with itch.
Yes, exactly.
Itch beer?
Yes.
With a B?
I didn't realize that they called it that.
I didn't know
awful.
There was such a thing called that.
I don't like it. It's not very nice. But I think that there was that whole concept of like wine coolers and Zima that guys didn't want to drink it. But these things are delicious and they're light and you bring them to the beach.
Yeah, don't be, you know.
And beer is a little bit.
Don't judge me if I have it.
Yeah, it's good. They're everywhere.
Well, I'm getting a pedicure.
And I really miss those wine coolers from the 80s. The Bartles and James Strawberry.
All right, let's do this one more time.
Okay.
Speaking of this 80s commercial.
Yep.
Let's see if anybody can recognize who did this jingle.
Okay.
Let's do it. 617-931-1057. First, I want to identify that we'll see what we have for them in the prize closet.
Okay, all right, good.
Maybe we'll buy them some, you know,
Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers.
Who is it? Dory. Who is singing that song, Dory?
Hi, it's Bruce Willis.
LBF, is that right?
It's correct. Ding, ding, ding,
Yay!
Ding, ding.
Now, did you recognize it or you remembered it?
I remembered it.
There you go.
Wasn't he, like, that was a good sell. When he was singing that and you wanted the wine coolers and it was all very good. Good marketing.
Dory, you got it.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Dory.
You win absolutely nothing.
Oh, my God. We got to find something
for
her.
We need something for Dory.
I'm sure we'll find some pets.
Dory, hang on. We must have a T-shirt available somewhere. Cody, you could get her that. Maybe some White Claw. That'd be nice.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
In the laundry bin today, LBF.
Oh, we have more Tom Brady, not just about his $39 million house for sale in Brookline, but what he thinks of his children. We have why Gwyneth Paltrow is driving me crazy yet again, and why I love Miranda Lambert. Okay, but this is brought to you by Brigham Health. And let's start with Tom Brady because everybody's talking about him anyway. Not only is he selling his Brookline mansion for $39 million and looking for a house in Greenwich, Connecticut, or New Jersey.
I think it's overpriced.
It's definitely overpriced.
Yeah, just saying.
Only five bedrooms, I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
He's been interviewed in Men's Health. By the way, gorgeous pictures of him. I mean, he's married to a supermodel, so she tells him this is your good side, this is your bad side.
Oh, is that right?
But it's worth flipping through because he's looking very good.
Yeah.
But he was talking about his kids, and I think a lot of people can probably relate to this. And there's so few things you can relate to when it comes to Tom Brady. But Tom Brady's love of sports, you know, you think you're automatically going to pass it on to your kids, but it's not necessarily true. He's one of the best athletes of all time, but his kid does not like sports.
The
his
youngest
first son,
one, right? The
Jack, who's 11, yeah. likes sports.
Yeah.
But his younger son, Benny, he's 9, hates sports. So he said, Brady, in the article, I thought he'd be just like Jack. So I was like, come on, let's do this. And he was like, nope. And it was hard for me. That's what he said. I was thinking, what do you mean? He's a boy. He should do all these things that I do. Because you think that that your kid is a version
right.
of yourself.
Right.
And then it's shocking and also kind of excellent that they're not. I always say to Lucy, don't you be like me.
Well, we understood. But it's got to be hard for Tom Brady because
that's
like
his
just
whole
the average
life.
Guy.
Yes, exactly. Benny just likes different things. It's great because now I just have to go do what he wants to do. When we do
Which
that, we have
what?
The best time.
What does Benny like
he
to
likes
do?
Joking around. He yeah. likes. He's a fan of video games and Jumanji, and he likes to hang out with The Rock more than he likes to hang out with
like
his
The
dad.
Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah.
So,
I think that's true. Like I would be. You have to share some things in common, like. Lucy doesn't like, I mean, I don't really love shopping either, but she just doesn't like shopping. She does not want to go to any sort of store and poke around. Or like Home Goods with
right.
me. She hates it.
She hates that.
But she loves show tunes.
Okay.
She doesn't like Barry Manilow, and that's a bone of contention between the two of us, but we're working on it.
She's not a fan of Lo.
No.
Well, no, my two daughters that are on the younger side don't like sports. The oldest did. She loved lacrosse and
yeah,
all that. My
good.
Two youngest, no
yeah,
thanks.
They're all different.
And that was tough.
And it's nice, too, because I always think of it this way, that your kid who doesn't like the things that you like, they're going to introduce you to something that you've never really appreciated before.
Show tunes? Okay, no
Whatever.
Thanks. But anyway.
Listen, Dave has a super appreciation for Ethel Merman now
Dave,
and forever.
Don't out Dave
You know
again.
What Lucy and I can agree on?
Yeah.
Our complicated relationship with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
She's in the news again because she's in an InStyle magazine. She drives me crazy because I admire her. She is a great actress and a great businesswoman, but I can't stand her because she's not an expert and she tells me what to do. And she makes me feel bad about all my life choices and my skin.
So who loves Gwyneth Paltrow?
People.
Because
people love her.
Who?
She was just on Nantucket.
I don't know anybody that loves
I know.
Gwyneth.
If you
I
love,
hate to
but
say it.
If you love Gwyneth Paltrow and you have a passion for her and think she's all right, I almost want you to call, but I'm not sure.
No, I'd like to hear your call.
Okay.
Like, because I don't know anybody who
All right.
loves
if
Gwyneth.
If you love her, 617-931-1057. But I want to mention that she's finally All moving right. in with her husband. They got married last September. They weren't living together. 2 months ago, she revealed that. It's going to change. She said in InStyle, married life has been really good, and now we're moving in together this month. And then she said, and this is why I can't stand her. I adore my husband. He's brilliant and deeply kind. I feel like he's a real equal.
Oh,
like
he's
you're
a real given, equal.
So you're brilliant and kind.
So... He's real equal, so he's as good as her. You know what's funny? The phone's not ringing with anybody.
I know.
Justifying
I know.
Their
I mean,
love
I don't mean to
Gwyneth.
Be a hater because I feel like women should bring women.
Who
up.
Do you like least, Gwyneth Paltrow or Giada Di, whatever her name is, Di Laurentiis?
I don't know. Between the
like
bruschetta and the jade egg, it's a tough situation.
I've got to go with Giada. I like Giada better. At least
you do? Okay.
She might be able to throw something together.
She'll make you a nice little brownie sundae.
That's about it.
But I want to mention who I do like, and that's Miranda Lambert. She is sassy, and I love her songs, and I love her attitude. She had a perfect comeback to an internet troll who wrote a remark on a video she posted of her husband. Frying chicken on the front porch. He's commenting on their marriage. The person wrote, "It won't last." So Miranda clapped back, sure won't. I'm going to eat every piece of it. Can't waste chicken.
And they meant the relationship's not going to
yes,
last.
Yes, exactly.
And the chicken won't. Well, good for her.
I know, I love her.
We like Miranda. She's awesome.
Yeah, she doesn't take any bologna.
Well.
Or chicken.
You know, this Giada. But you know what? So, nope.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
And let's play Would You Rather Wednesday. Brian's on vacation today, so he got to escape one of these silly questions.
Yes.
But I tell you who's not. Ginger on the phone from Methuen. Good morning, Ginger.
Good morning.
I want you to know, I was always that guy that preferred Ginger to Marianne, just so you know.
Yeah, you strike me as the type who prefer Ginger.
Yeah, most
Marianne.
Of my friends were Marianne.
Yeah.
I was Ginger.
You're an outlier. I love your name, though.
Thank you.
I like to aim high as a young man. Ginger, we're going to play Would You Rather. Remember, there are just three stupid questions and no wrong answers. Here's the first one. Ginger, would you rather smell like ripe bananas or Old Spice at work today?
Rotten bananas.
Really? LBF.
I would like to smell like Old Spice because I'd feel like I was on a 12-hour date with my grandfather.
Yes, you know, just exactly right.
I like the smell of ripe bananas, though.
Okay, so good. All right.
Ginger, that's bananas. That's bananas.
What about you, Bob?
I got to go Old Spice. I mean, but if you were reversing it, if it was for me, it would be, if it was a guy, we're going to ask, bananas or what is Chanel?
Chanel, okay.
Bananas.
Bananas?
Yeah, I'm with you, bananas. No. All right.
LBF. Okay, I have one. Yeah. All right, these are my favorite. All right, would you rather live in Tom Brady's $39 million mansion in Brookline, but you're never allowed to leave the state, or live in a basement studio apartment next to a sewage plant 7 months out of the year, but be able to travel for free all over the world?
You had to go sewage. Right, okay.
I know, it's a tough one, yeah. Isn't it?
All right, Ginger, would you rather?
I'm going to take the basement. I can travel. I don't have to stay there.
You have to stay there for 7 months out of the year, though. Not 24
months out of the year.
7 months.
Ginger, there's no wrong answer. It's
fine. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go with Tom Brady's mansion.
Me too.
Not me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
No, not
I'm
me.
I'm with you, Ginger.
Yeah.
I'm taking that mansion. It's got a pool, a spa, right?
Right. I don't need to go anywhere.
Have fun. See ya.
And if Tom is there, then, you know, it's just...
Bonus.
All right, Ginger. Settle down, Ginger.
Oh, that wasn't part of it.
No, but I like how you think.
Tom doesn't come with a house. And your last would-you-rather question. Ginger, are you married?
Yes.
Oh, boy. What's your husband's name?
Jim.
Okay, here's your final would-you-rather. Would you rather know the exact day and time of your death or Jim's death?
Oh, my God.
I know.
I know.
Think about that, Ginger. Yours or Jim's, your spouse?
Oh.
Exact time.
I think mine. Yeah, I think mine.
You'd rather know your own than Jim's.
Most times I can tell when he's going to die.
Would it be self-inflicted?
Well.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I think I'll go with mine. Yeah,
go with yours.
Yeah.
LBF,
yeah.
What's yours?
Well, I already know when Dave's going. Did you read my notes? No, I'm kidding. No.
Exactly, yeah.
I feel like, maybe Dave's. Because then I could plan accordingly.
Isn't that nice of you?
Like, not, you know, just if he's going to die after me, then I can, eliminate all the possible people he'll marry.
Yeah,
but if I'm going first, I could pick the one he's going to
Exactly.
You guys, I'm with you? Ginger and I have agreed on all three. I'd rather know my own. It'd be too sad.
Of your own. That's pretty sad.
But I can prepare. I can get all the finances in order. Hire a lawn boy, not too good looking. I can do all that.
Sorry, Dave.
All right. Dave, again, what did Keith Morrison say?
Well.
Okay. Dave, stay away from any cool engine coolants.
It's oh, my God. How'd you know?
That's the number one killer. Engine coolants. Dave, the drink tastes a little sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Hey, Ginger, thanks for playing. We have a DVD for you, a copy of The Body at Brighton Rock on Blu-ray, so that's awesome. Nobody Dies Alone. Karina Fontes stars in this action-packed, pulse-pounding thriller, Body at Brighton Park. Plus, we're going to throw in an awesome blue WROR t-shirt for you or Jim, okay?
Awesome.
Sound good?
Thanks for playing.
Thank you, Ginger. That's good. Hope she got off the island. I don't think she ever will. That's going to be tough. Jim's not going to be happy to hear that. All right, so let's expand on that question.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
The last one.
The death question? You're dark.
I am dark. But it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Plot your own. We'll discuss next. 7:20 now at WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 7:26. Yeah, a little clouds today. And we're going to have some rain later on this afternoon. A chance about 50% for some thunderstorms. We could use it, though. The lawn's looking a little crispy, a little toasty.
Yeah, it sure is.
Speaking of toasty, when are you going to use the toaster I brought in, that fine Hamilton Beach double toaster?
I don't know. I got to find my little bread. And dang. I hope we don't have the incident as we did last time.
You burnt toast yesterday.
Yes, so Bob bought a toaster, so thank you.
You know what? It was the best $17 I'd probably spent.
Wow, yeah, exactly. Go big or go home.
I could have gone Black & Decker for $14. I went Hamilton Beach for $16.
It's just a two toaster. You didn't even go for four.
But you can do bagels.
I could do. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're good. Would you rather? We just play with Ginger. She's fun. And the last question was: would you rather know the exact day of your death or your spouse's? She was nice, like I thought I was, and she said her own because she could plan ahead for her husband Jim, while you, LBF, chose Dave's.
Listen, first of all, I don't want to know a lot of things about myself.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I didn't know how old I was. I certainly don't care to know how much I weigh.
I don't either.
And I don't want to know my death day. I'm just thinking that if it was Dave, I could compartmentalize and just start doing things like, okay, well, I think about Lucy.
Yeah.
Like, I would, if like I knew that, I could prepare her, and I'm her mom, and if say I knew
you don't want a hot stepmom is what we're trying to avoid.
We're assuming that I could know his death day, but I could die like 2 weeks beforehand or 2 years or two, whatever. It's so depressing.
You don't want a hot stepmom.
I want a nice person.
A nice person.
A nice person. Yeah. So that I will only think about Lucy and who would care for her. I just watched that silly movie. It's old, called Stepmom, because Lucy's totally in love with it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst case scenario. She's, spoiler alert, dying. And then the stepmom comes in. So I feel like, and I do a lot of stuff. So I feel like I do like, I'm in charge of the bills and things like that. So I would be, knowing that would be just part of the things that I do.
See, and that's why I chose my own, because that way I could have her all set up. Carolyn could be set for life with insurance and her budget. I, like I said, a lawn boy, not too good looking, you know, someone who do the lawn for it. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm more magnanimous, I think.
That's not magnanimous. Yeah.
I think choosing my own
death. But you're also thinking that you're going to die first.
Yes. I probably will anyway. But, you know, so at least I can plan ahead. All right. I want to get some. Let's see if we can get anybody. Do you think
who would want to know their death first or their husband?
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
Let's take a quick call on the spouse question.
Okay.
You or your own death, what would you rather know?
Well, I suppose it would be me. My neighbor is about 80 years old, him and his wife, and he came over one day, and he goes, I got a joke for you. He goes, it might not be a joke, though. He goes, how'd it go? He goes, husbands die first normally because they want to.
Oh, my God.
Because they want to. Nice.
How's that?
Bye. Okay, because they want to.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
All right, coming up after the dirty laundry, we've got a prize to give away. A little tough trivia. Stick around. What do you got, LBF?
Okay, all right. So this is brought to you by Brigham Health. We've got, obviously, Tom Brady's the big news. We have who joined Barbra Streisand on stage and what you should be watching tonight. Okay, so Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, I should not forget her.
Yeah.
They put their Brookline mansion up for sale for $39.5 million. It's only got 5 bedrooms, but that's okay. It's on 5 acres, adjacent to the 9th hole of the country club.
The country club.
A stoned carport, 3-car garage, circular driveway that holds up to 20 cars. Eating in chef's kitchen, family room with a grand stairwell, 5 bedrooms on the second floor. Lower level includes a recreation room, kids' playroom, full bath, wine room, gym, spa, organic outdoor herb and vegetable garden. And then you have an additional, this is 9,700 square feet,
right.
2,400 square feet, detached barn-inspired guest house with a yoga studio, sleeping loft, full bath, zen-like experiences.
We think it's overpriced.
I do. There's
adjacent, right?
There's
house in
Brookline. A house down the street that's in Brookline. It's 26,000 square feet, and it has 8 fireplaces and 8 bedrooms. I mean, there's no organic garden.
No.
But you know what? That's what Whole Foods
less,
is for.
Right. So. That's what the butler's for. Go get it.
Anyway, so that's, you know, fueling rumors, the Tom Brady, blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
He's not going anywhere. No. Stop, God.
But, you know, I just think that Tom Brady and Giselle are so weird. They're like the Leonardo DiCaprio of real estate. They build these mansions, and then they leave them after a couple of years.
But are they making money? Because you're buying the house that Tom and Giselle built.
I guess they're making money.
That's where they're making their money.
You're not supposed to live in the house that you want to invest in, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Unless your name's Tom Brady or Giselle.
Yeah, everything
changes.
The rules don't apply.
Yes.
Speaking of Tom Brady, he is in Men's Health magazine this month and really looking good and talks a lot about his family and his career. He talks about how his middle son, Ben, who's 9, doesn't like sports and how that was hard for him because Jack, his first son, really did. And like when your kid doesn't like the things that you like to do, it can be a little bit unnerving because you didn't expect it. So Benny doesn't like sports. He likes video games and Jurassic Park, and he likes The Rock. AKA Dwayne Johnson. So do I, Benny.
Yeah, okay.
So do I.
Benny gets to hang out with him. You don't.
All right. If you're interested in American Crime Story, that's a really good show on Fox, FX, actually. The next edition, it's going to be about it's going to be called Impeachment, and it's about the Monica Lewinsky / Bill Clinton scandal. Beanie Feldstein is going to be playing Monica Lewinsky, and Sarah Paulson is going to join the cast as Linda Tripp. Oh, God. One time I got bangs, and I looked just like her. It was
Linda
so bad.
Tripp?
I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh, my God, I look like Linda Tripp. Never get bangs when you're very upset at life, just so you know. Like, just don't. Like, sometimes when you're upset, you're like, people are like, maybe I'll get bangs. It's not
Don't
a good
do the
idea.
Bangs.
No.
Okay. Duly noted.
I also saw Monica Lewinsky once. She's so beautiful.
She's cute, right?
Like, no. Yeah. Like, she's, like,
really?
Gorgeous.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Jeez.
And then finally, on TV tonight, Beverly Hills 90210, the reboot is tonight on Fox. Mm. And finally, I want to play you a little bit of Barbara Streisand, because who doesn't want to hear?
Do we have to do this?
Ariana Grande actually joined her on stage in Chicago, and they sang Enough is Enough, No More Tears, and it sounds pretty good. Here it is.
Okay.
Also, that's an awesome jam. Don't besmirch Donna Summer, because she's a
Donna.
Local girl.
I love Donna.
Yeah.
That was Ariana and Barbara Streisand.
But Barbara Streisand is like 70-something years old.
Yeah, she's rocking it.
She's fantastic. Mm. Also, she's scared to go on stage, even at that age.
Yeah, she is?
She is. She's a super stage fright.
Didn't you say she's dressing like, who did you say yesterday?
Well, I don't know. Who is she?
You said she's dressing like Mrs. Haversham.
Oh, she is dressing like Mrs. Haversham. You're right. You remembered that. That was off the air. I was being mean off the air.
Oh, mean off the
air. And you remembered it.
I did. It was funny. Okay, two references that probably went sailing overhead. Are you done? You done?
Yeah, I'm finished. I am finished here.
Enough is enough. Good. Here we go. Here we go.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, we got Tom on the phone with us today. Tom, is it Zangla?
Yes.
And Tom, you're from Randolph. You are an airline pilot. So we were asking, a mechanic.
Yes.
We asked, or I did, if you have one engine left out of two, you're good for a while, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And I asked if you have two engines out, are you good?
You're screwed.
Okay, good.
Diagnosis?
Yeah,
screwed.
Not good. You just drop like
no hope.
No hope. Gravity. That's it.
Oh, Tom, we should have known that. All right, but you know this. Here's how it works. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer or you're not sure, just say pass. We'll go back to it. Okay? And if you get all 10 right, you know you win $1,000, right?
Great.
All right, hey. Tom, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Who is the governor of Massachusetts?
Pass.
How many sides does a Pentagon have?
5.
In which Massachusetts town is Tom Brady's house located?
Brookline.
The line, "Here's Johnny," comes from which horror movie?
Shining.
Which popular artist was born Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner?
Pass.
In medieval times, what was an Iron Maiden used for?
Guillotine.
Name one of the two fruit juices in a Cosmo.
Orange, cranberry.
What is a pigskin a nickname for?
Football.
The port city of Sheboygan is located in which state?
Michigan.
In a circus, a funambulist is what?
Pass.
Who is the governor of Massachusetts?
Charlie Baker.
Which popular artist was born Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner? Oh, my God.
That was
You
dang.
Did really
yeah,
well.
You did
You
good.
Only passed on two. You got, well, one wrong. But I almost would take it.
I think you got to give the torture one.
Yeah,
right?
The torture. I feel like I would take it.
Medieval times.
Okay.
So
yeah.
So if we're going to do that, you'd get nothing wrong. You just passed on two and didn't have time. So I call that kind of like a really good score, but not enough to make $1,000. I'm just impressed by
it's
you.
It's kind of like a plane with no engines,
Charlie. It's one engine. Just wait. All right. The popular artist born Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner, Sting.
Sting.
Yes. And a funambulist is a tightrope walker.
Mm. Tightrope walker.
But now you know, and I want you to go to work in a very, very good mood because your job is the most important.
Yes.
I am, LBF. I'm happy.
Okay, good.
You did a great job.
Well, you know, we always send people home with a little prize. What do we got?
Well, we got for you a pair of tickets to see John Fogerty next week.
Oh, fun.
Next
Perfect.
Tuesday.
My wife will love that.
There you go. Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. That's Tuesday, August 13th. Hey, Tom, you're a great guy. And LBF is right. Very important job.
Yes, I'll see you around Cafe Bella in Randolph.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm in Canton quite often.
Oh, good. Stop by and say hi.
Oh,
I will.
She's got
okay.
a, you know, they have a
Thanks
bar.
A lot.
Don't go anywhere, Tom. You know, I've heard LBF actually has a bar in her house.
Yes,
so,
I do.
Tom, if you're ever in town, hang out there. Not before you go to work, though. Thank you very much. So he did pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he did really well. Yep. He was quick.
Yep.
Came back, figured out who the governor was. The governor appreciates it.
Yeah, he did. He did. He was flying on one engine,
yeah,
though.
Exactly,
just, you know,
exactly.
Missed a couple. Thank you, Tom. All right, if you want to play Grand in 60 Seconds, it's easy to do. Just go to WROR.com. Sign up there. If the phone rings, that's us. We're going to give you $1,000 to get all 10 correct. It's 8:16, though. And, well, coming up, the exciting topic.
Of thunderstorms and what you need to know, because we're going to have some today, and something happened that was a little crazy.
This was really crazy. Lightning, very bad. Next.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Don't forget, on your way to your sweet home tonight, make sure you have us on 415 J-Bo Jones, JBJ. Goes commercial free for 90 minutes.
Nice.
That's nice, right? 4:15. And on your way home, look for some scattered thunderstorms. A high 84 today. Chance of rain about 50%. So, yeah, some thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
69 in Boston.
I have a cautionary tale about lightning and thunder.
Okay. Yes.
Because I get a little bit nervous because my mother doesn't like it and we weren't allowed to take a shower or be on the phone if there was a lightning storm. Well,
back in
do
the
not
day.
Use the ladies' room or the men's room because...
Were you told that? Not to use the... We were told not to shower. Stay away from windows.
But just don't go in the bathroom at all because in Florida, lightning struck a Florida couple's septic tank, causing the methane gas in the lines to ignite and blow up their toilet. Here is the report.
It was the loudest noise I've ever heard. It just went boom. We come in here and the toilet was laying on the floor. It was all pieces everywhere. I thought the house was on fire because we smelled smoke. And we looked outside and it was the smoke from the septic tank.
It just did all of that damage and, you know, exploded things into the road and so on in a half a second.
I'm just glad none of us were on the toilet.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, wow.
So I knew that could happen because once upon a time when I worked at the Boston Herald, I covered a lightning story where their lightning struck their septic tank and blew up the toilet.
Another reason I don't want septic. That's it.
Well, yes, there are many reasons.
Yeah,
but I feel like I grew up with like these sort of rules about lightning. Like, so you're not supposed to take a shower. Did you hear of that?
Yeah, remember
one?
That.
Now we've
don't
got the
shower.
Toilet thing. But using the phone, do you remember that? Now landlines.
Landlines.
You know.
No, I don't know if that
we
was.
We were
a
not
rule.
Allowed to. I remember because I'm aging myself. But like when we were on a landline phone, and my mother would walk in on a thunderstorm, and she would have, we call it a holy blue Jesus fit. She would be like, get off the phone. It's thundering and lightning. I'm like, what is happening?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what that meant. Does it go through the line?
She thought it would.
She did.
Yeah, it went through the electric.
But
it's
I love a
different
good
thing.
Lightning storm.
I like good lightning storm from inside the house.
Yes, or, no windows. Yeah. Not supposed to
not
be near
Not supposed
a
to stand
window.
By the windows. Or like you said, or shower or take a bath. Yeah. Could you imagine, well, this is terrible, but if they were, like she said, on the toilet?
That would not be a good ending.
What a way to end. I mean, the funeral might be kind of like funny, though.
Oh, my God.
So how'd she
well,
go?
You know, you really look for the rainbow.
Yeah, that's the rainbow bridge. Not a good way to get there. Who's having more fun than Robert Kraft? We just played Bon Jovi. Robert Kraft was hanging out with John, their buds, as you know, this past weekend. They were at a fundraiser.
How much was the table in the Hamptons?
The tables were sold at $250,000 per table. So it was the beautiful people. Woody Harrelson was there, of course. Also, Bon Jovi and
Jamie Foxx was there. Really like.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx was there. Who's having more fun than 78-year-old Robert Kraft? So he was with his new girlfriend you mentioned yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
She's 45.
Yep. He's got scandal money. He could just move past
he just
it.
Move past it.
He's got, you know, you got there's that like you know expression blank you money. Well, now there's scandal money, and his girlfriend's 45. He's 78.
So wait a minute. Now Kraft split up with his longtime girlfriend Ricky Lander after the charges, right? Which
I
appeared
thought
to be crumbling.
Before though, because she'd had a baby.
Right.
But it wasn't his.
Wasn't his.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of arrangement these people
he's
have.
He's moved on to this new girl. The last name's Bloomberg.
She's a doctor.
Doctor.
I mean, that's something.
Very attractive.
Everybody wants to date a doctor.
Yeah, even Robert Kraft.
Right?
Could you ever date a 78-year-old?
She can diagnose him.
That's true, too.
At 78, she's probably like, yeah, you might want to get that checked.
Could you ever? Robert, I saw a spot where you don't want it. Could you ever date a 78-year-old when you were 45?
So that's about where I'm at.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's an age thing. It's about sort of like your outlook. And if, you know, Paul Newman was 73 when he made Message in a Bottle. And that was like, he's so good looking. But let's just take Paul Newman out of the scenario.
Yeah, you're going right to Robert Kraft.
That's like,
yeah.
You know, it depends. It depends. Like, first of all, Robert Kraft, he has access to a lot of things. You could go to the most fun parties, and
that sounds like a
yes. You can marry in a minute what you make in a lifetime.
Exactly, that sounds like a yes. You would. So, Dave,
so why judge?
It's all coming together now. It's all coming together because we asked the "Would you rather" question last hour, which was, "Would you rather know the date and time of your own death or your spouse's?" You chose your spouse's death and death. So now I can see where you could move on to a Robert Kraft type
guy.
Oh,
my God.
It's all coming very clear to me.
I think I'm all set.
I think you're
all set.
I'll
take Dave Falcone.
Dave, just watch the Kool-Aid, Dave. That's all. 8:45.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Brons and LBF today. Brian returns Monday from his vacation. He's going to be so excited when he comes back, though, LBF, because we now have a toaster in the studio.
Yes, like we have a toaster oven, but it's tricky. It tends to burn things. Now we just have a simple toaster, thanks to you.
You're welcome. Ironically, toaster ovens are really bad for toasting bread.
Yes.
I don't know, but, you know, so we picked up a toaster yesterday, a fine Hamilton Beach product. So I broke it in, and it has that electric smell, which is just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I should have, like, pre-toasted something.
Yeah, you got to toast it a couple of things
now,
first.
Now, Bobservation here,
yeah.
LBF.
Yeah?
I love the heel of the bread, so, of the loaf.
Yes.
I like the heels. Do you like the heels?
Yeah, I do.
You ever make a heel sandwich?
No, I
Where you both heels? It's just great.
Oh, you go to the end of the bread to steal it.
Here's the thing, and I annoy the household, but most people don't touch the heels until the last two pieces you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
That's kind of house rule, right?
What are you, a monster? You actually take the two heels and leave the naked bread right there?
I've done that before.
No.
Is that so wrong?
It's just, I think it's psychotic.
It is psychotic.
You need to be tested.
If I was left to my own devices, I would. but I've been scorned by the fam, so I'm not allowed to touch the heel until we get to the middle of the bread.
The middle? Yeah. I would be like, no, you make it to the end and then you win the prize. That's the heel.
No.
You would just
then you can't
so
make
you
a heel sandwich.
You would take the heel from the beginning and then you would reach your hand over through all the slices of bread and then.
No, I will not do that, but I would love to if I could. But I wait till it's like 3 or 4, then I'll make a heel sandwich. So the question is it wrong to eat the heel bread first, or you just have to wait till the last two slices?
You have to wait.
Really?
Yes, you have to wait. That's the rule.
House rules.
I think so. Just general human rules. Normal human being rules.
Is it your fear the bread will dry out because the heel's gone? Is that what you have heel?
No, I just feel like it's wrong. Like, I feel like you just have to. That's like, if you like heels, then that's the prize at the end.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like, oh, it's so, only two. Oh, it's great. It's like the best thing.
So I'm a heel for eating the heel.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm eating the heel, you'll notice, because it's my own loaf and nobody can
stop
it. That's
what you need to do. You have to just buy your own loaf.
You want to make a fortune?
Just make all
just
heels.
Sell heel bread.
You're just like Elaine Bennis with just muffin tops.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the heel, please.
Okay.
I love it.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.